you are. I have been looking for you everywhere. I have been looking for you. For you, because you're the captain. You're the captain, and I am way too happy because we... This is not appropriate for the circumstances. I will dial it down. I'm dialing it down. This is me dialing it down. I can't dial it down. This is so inappropriate. So inappropriate because this is... Sorry, I am... So, Captain, here you are. I've been looking for you everywhere because I got great news! I mean, it might be great. I mean, I think it's great. It's just... So, I know that we are currently kind of, the technical term is fucked. We're fucked! We are so fucked because we are in a lot of trouble. We are in so much trouble and I should not be so happy about it, but I am because I want to be alone with you. No, I didn't say that. I did. No! So, I can explain everything because I'm a science officer. I am a... So I know that I wasn't meant to be on this mission. I wasn't meant to be here. I just designed the everything. I designed everything, but I wasn't meant to be on the mission because I'm a moth girl. And, well, let's be honest, when you think moth girl, you don't think astronaut. But here we are. Only it's, I know it was a bit of a bone of contention with Mission Control, but if they wanted to use my ship, they had to send me along because I wasn't going to let you go into space without me. Oh, I really should not have had that last cup of coffee. I've had a lot of coffee. I've had all the coffee. I didn't have any coffee. I might have had a lot of coffee. So, I can explain why I'm so jubilant and happy. It's actually hysteria. It's a little bit of hysteria because I'll admit, this isn't good. This is not good. I mean, yes, we destroyed the object. The object. Why did they call it the object? I mean, I know, yes, it was an object in space, an unknown object of unknown origin. It's just very unknown. It's an object, but it's not an object. We are nerds. We are nerds, and nerds are great at naming things. We play D&D, but no, the object. And by nerds, I mean NASA, not you. Not that you don't belong to NASA, you do, but you're not really part of the nerdy part of NASA. I was, so I know that we name things really, really creatively, but not the object. The object. The object. Sorry, so sorry. That was just... Wow, I definitely need to go on a caffeine detox because that was, I mean, no more coffee for me. I mean, no more coffee for anyone because I drank it all. Sorry about that. However, it was for a very good reason. So where was I? Yes, the object. The object! Sorry, it's just the object. The object. The object. That's so lame, but not the point. Not the point. We have destroyed the object. Earth is safe. Everything is safe, but we're not safe because... Well, we don't know where we are, and we've got no communications, no navigation, no coffee. The last one was me, so sorry, but we're not great. We are not great, but we are going to be fine. We're going to be so fine because this is why I had coffee, because, so I know that I shouldn't really be here. I just couldn't let you go on this mission without me. You need me. You need me. But you didn't know that you needed me because how could you? Because so many unknowns. So many unknowns. Just so many unknowns. The only thing we knew was that it had a shitty name. Sorry. But it does. Well, it did. Because it's gone. We destroyed it. Yay. Also, not yay because we're fucked. We're fucked. We're so fucked. But we're not fucked because I'm here. And... I should explain. I will explain because that's why I'm here. I'm here to explain and to look at you because you're so pretty. No, I didn't say that. Definitely should not have the last 6 cups of coffee. Just maybe the last 7. Maybe the last 10. Yeah, I've had a lot of coffee. So I can explain and I will explain because I am a scientist. But also a moth girl. Moth girl. I'm a moth girl. And do you know what moth girls love? Right. Yes, but also no. I mean, yes, but also no. I mean, yes, but also yes. Moth girls like light. And that is why I fought laser. And it worked. And that was great. So no more object. Shitty named object. All gone. But we are still here and we can't get home. And I want to get home because I want to take you on a date. To a lighthouse. My lighthouse. I want you to see my lighthouse. Oh no. So I like light and you're so shiny. You're so shiny. So sorry. It's just your... Ah, shiny. I need to focus. So much coffee. It's just... I wasn't sure. It's just... It's a little bit out there. It's not very scientific. And I'm a scientist, but I'm also a moth girl, and I'm also in love with you, shiny captain. Zoe didn't say that. Don't know what you're talking about. So I'm a moth girl, and moth girls like shiny things. Only it's not actually the shiny thing, it's what the shiny thing reminds us of. It's the moon. We are obsessed with the moon, and when we're drunk, we think shiny things are the moon, and it can be really embarrassing. There's nothing to tell. There's not a story there. Don't ask. There's nothing to see, nothing to hear. Don't ask me, please. It's embarrassing. And not important, because... Moon! Now, obviously, you're thinking, yes, the Earth has a moon, but that doesn't really help us in our current situation because we don't know which direction it is. Only I do! I know it's over there! It's over there. It's in that direction. The moon is in that direction, and that means Earth is in that direction! We can go home! We. Am I certain? Oh, I thought I didn't expect you to see. That's, you're acting like this is a reasonable idea. This is not reasonable. I am completely aware that this is not reasonable, and that's why it took me so much coffee to actually come and tell you it, because it's kind of ridiculous. It's kind of ridiculous that the moth girl can show us the way home. But I can. It's over there. It's over there. The lighthouse is over there. The moon's over there. I mean, the shiny captain I love is also. So over there. The moon is over there. What shiny captain? I don't know what you're talking about. So I was prepared for you to be a little bit... To just... But you're not. You. So ask me again. Yes, I am certain. I am so certain. I am 100% certain. I am 100% certain that you are shiny, and I know the way to go home is over there. It's over there. See, I keep pointing in the same direction because that is where the moon is, because I can sense it. It's calling to me. It's calling to me. Your siren song. I hear you. Sorry. But I am certain. I am so certain. I mean, I'm not scientist certain because it's not really something that I can scientifically prove because I'm a moth girl. Scientist, but also a moth girl. And I had to do some moth girl tests, which meant that I turned off the lights in the cargo bay and I flew around a bit. And I always ended up facing that direction. Always ended up facing Earth. Because Earth is by the moon, and the moon's over there, so if we go over there, we go home! So what? Oh my shit, you're taking me seriously! This is why you're the captain, this is why I love you, you're so shiny! Oh no. What I meant by that is that you're so shiny. Oh no! What if I'm locking onto you and not the moon? It's just... No, wait, you're over there and the moon's over there. It's not you. Just to check. I need to be certain. I need to be moth girl certain. And there's only one way to do that. Step back, Captain. I am going to spin. Spin. Oh, no, I've had a lot of coffee. Oh, no. Okay, I'm just going to close my eyes. Get out of my way. Okay, he's over there. The moon is over there. The same direction. Yeah, it's not you. It's the moon. The moon is that way. We can go home. So what? What are the coordinates? Over there? Well, it's not science, it's moth girl, moon, siren song, and I don't know the coordinates, but don't you worry, Captain, my shiny captain. Oh, you're so shiny, oh, shiny, I love shiny, but I don't love you. The moon is over there, the moon. So my idea, my genius idea, my highly caffeinated, not so great idea is, And you're not going to like this, because honestly, I don't like it. I really don't like it, because I'm claustrophobic, and it involves me going out there. In a spacesuit. So, what we're going to do, what I'm going to do, because I'm the moth girl, and I know which way's home, it's over there. I'm going to put on a spacesuit, and you're going to put me on a cable, and I am going to flap my wings in the direction of home, and you'll follow me. See, I told you you weren't going to like it. I told you you weren't going to like it. I was right. I was right. And I'm right about this. This will work. The laser worked. This will work. And I am taking you to the lighthouse. This is happening. This is happening. Oh, don't worry. I've been tinkering. Because I am a scientist and a moth girl. Home's over there. The moon's over there. The moon is calling me. Sorry. A lot of coffee. Please remember. All the coffee. I'm so sorry about that. But we still have tea. Ew. It's just not coffee. But I have been working on my spacesuit. And I've been working on, you're going to love this, solar sails! Solar sails. Well, because they're like wings. And I have wings. And that means that the ship, it will... Well, basically, I'm turning the ship into a giant moth girl. Kind of, but not really. But it's going to work. It's going to work. And to be honest, Captain, I mean, what else are we going to do? So shiny. Is it a go? Are we going on a date to the lighthouse? I didn't mean that. I mean, yes. But to get there, we have to get home. So to do that, you have to say yes. Are you saying yes? To the moth girl! You are? What, seriously? Wow. Wow, coffee is magic. So that's a plan. It's a plan. It's a really bad plan. But I mean, it's the only plan we got. We are going home. We're going that way. That way to the moon. You're going to follow me and I will lead you home. Probably. I mean, absolutely. Yeah, 50-50. Coffee's kind of wearing off. It's. I might have to have tea. Oh no, that's so bad. Times are truly dire indeed. Is that coffee? Your special reserve. No, I couldn't. Give me. Yes, coffee! I have coffee. I love you. You're so shiny. You're like the moon. Oh no, I need to check. I need to be moth girl certain. Okay, spin around. And the moon is over there. You are over there. Yes, moth girl certainty with coffee. Oh, I love you so much. I was talking to the coffee. So shiny. And I'm going to go finish my spacesuit, and then I'm going to finish the wings, and then we're flying home, and then we're going on a date! So what? You want to go on a date to a tea shop? A tea shop? Can we stop at Starbucks first, so I can get some takeaway coffee? Just to tide me over, just to take the edge off. Yay, it's a date! Date! Yes! Shiny Captain date with tea. But before that, I'm drinking this coffee and I'm getting us home. Oh, the moon is calling. I hear you calling. And I am certain. I mean, not scientist certain, but moth girl certain. And that's what's going to get us home. That's going to get us to the moon. Shiny Captain. Oh, I need coffee. I definitely need more coffee. So, Captain, I'll leave it to you to explain it to the crew, because I might have scared some of them, because they came to the cargo bay when I was flying around in the dark, and there might have been a little bit of a collision, but it's fine. They're in med bay. But coffee! Yay! Shiny! Yay! Date! Oh, no tea. But coffee! Oh, I'm coming, Moon. Oh, no. I don't think the captain's more shiny than you are. It's different, Moon. Oh, don't be like that, Moon. You know I love you. I just love the captain as well. Oh, the captain's still here, the shiny captain. I need coffee.